Bills will have a key player back in their secondary on Sunday, but they will have a brand new signal caller at quarterback to face the Cincinnati Bengals here in Week 6. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy. And Murph, the Bills' offense will lie in the hands of Thad Lewis.
Not exactly a household name, is he? Thad Lewis, a product of Duke University, bounced around the league a little bit. He has one career NFL start. That came in the season finale last December for the Cleveland Browns up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Lewis handled himself pretty well in that game, but he knows he comes into this game as an unknown around the NFL. He says he's blocked out the naysayers and tried to go into this game with a full head of confidence.
You know, sometimes you can't worry about things you can't control. I can't worry about what people say. I don't even listen to the radio. I barely watch TV, you know. You know, what they say is irrelevant. You know, it's just about the guys in this building. And as long as we believe and trust in each other and go out there and play to the best, we'll be all right.
Yeah, he's got a great opportunity this week. Show what he's got. You know, I like that a lot as a quarterback. I think he can do some good things for us. He's mobile, great arm. Good football awareness. Has started a game before in this league, so won't be completely foreign to him. And a guy I think who can step in and run our offense immediately without having to change anything, or doctor a quarterback to be able to try and go this week. I think, you know, we'll just hit the ground running today.
The Bills will again need to establish a consistent ground game to support their new quarterback, and they'll have to do it against yet another top 10 run defense in the Cincinnati Bengals, who are allowing less than 100 yards rushing per game. But the Bills have been pretty darn productive no matter who they faced, including the past 2 weeks against a pair of top 5 run defenses. The Bills currently lead the AFC in rushing. They know they'll have to be just as productive this week.
Man, boy, they good. You know, I was able to watch the game when they played New England Sunday, and you know, just they get off, how aggressive they are. And they play for four quarters, and you know, they put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and you know, they do a great job of stopping the run. So it's a tough task. It's probably one of the, if not the best D-line that we'll probably face all season. So, but at the same time, we're looking forward to the challenge. And when you're in this business, you want to go against the best, and these guys are definitely one of the best defensive groups that we're going to face.
Well, the Bills will get one-time Pro Bowl safety Jarris Byrd back into the lineup for his first action of the season, although it's not clear if he will start or just play a role in some of Buffalo's defensive sub-packages. Either way, Byrd's presence on the field is expected to provide a pretty good boost for the Buffalo secondary.
I definitely think it's a level of excitement. I mean, I would think so. I'm really excited to see him back out there. You know, we're working him in different things, you know, going forward, but you know, he looked better and better.
He's going to give it all I got, you know what I'm saying? I understand that the position that I'm in, just due to my injury, that I have a lot to catch up, you know? So I'm just going to give effort wherever I can help, you know, the team. That's where I'm going to go.
The Bills' return units also figure to get a shot in the arm this week. Leotis McKelvin, coming off his hamstring injury, is now cleared to also return punts. And they'll also get Marquise Goodwin back from his hand injury to return kicks.
Real excited just to be out there helping my team any way I can. You know, kick return is just one of those things. And so I'm looking forward to going out there and being productive.
Two important players for the Bills who are game-time decisions in this one, Stevie Johnson and Stephon Gilmore. Johnson missed the entire week of practice out in California attending a family funeral. He's also trying to come back from a lower back injury suffered in the Cleveland game. Stephon Gilmore trying to come back from the broken wrist that has kept him out all season. So still some moving parts here coming in and possibly staying out of the lineup for the Bills here, Murph. And they're playing a very Jekyll and Hyde team in the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to get your arms around the Cincinnati Bengals team, a playoff team. A year ago, they won 10 games. They won the division. But, you know, so far this year, they've been kind of erratic. Over the last 3 weeks, they've beaten Green Bay and New England, and yet they lost to Cleveland. Their offense, I think, is really challenged. Defensively, they're pretty good. They've only allowed one touchdown in the last two games.
But on the offensive side, they've only scored one touchdown in the last two games, so it's really hard to get a handle on just what the Bills are going to get from them on Sunday. Well, Murph, as always, will have the call on the radio side with Mark Kelso. Check your local listings on the Bills radio network. We will have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.